Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. You can call in, guys, and comment on today's subject. All right? And today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. That number again is 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, or even IRS professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, we're coming into tax season, so this is a great time right now to give a professional accounting firm a call and find out exactly what you need to do to get your taxes in order. I know there are hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people out there who have tax issues. I know there are hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people out there who don't know how their taxes are going to turn out this year. And it's all a different scenario. So if you're in that area, in that gray area, and don't know exactly what's going on there, give them a call, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Now, today's word of the day is longer. 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 L-O-N-G-U-E-U-R. Longer. Okay? Longer is a noun. And it's a dull and tedious passage or section, as of a book, a play, a musical composition, usually used in plural. Longer, a dull and tedious passage or section. Okay, so you've read a book before, and you've gotten to a certain part of the book where it was kind of long and uneventful, or you watched a movie where it was uneventful from the beginning or somewhere in the middle or something like that. And so, you know, that movie was longer, longer. All right? L-O-N-G-U-E-U-R. All right? Now, guys, today's weather is just simply weird. Okay? It started raining last night and misty rain, and then it rained on into the morning, wee hours of the morning. I guess that was up maybe 5:30 or so, and it was it wasn't raining hard, but it was raining, okay? And now it's just very, very overcast and dreary out. A lot of fog this morning. I think the fog has lifted now. And so things are getting better, but still cold, guys, 40-something degrees today, and let's see, it's going to be a low tonight. Tonight, we're going to get down, let's see, today is going to be rain, a high of 68. I don't believe that, but tomorrow, we're going to be at a high of 55, Wednesday 54, Thursday 55, and Friday 57. And at night, the lows are going to be 39 on Tuesday, 39 Wednesday, 34 on Thursday, and 32 on Friday. Okay? So be cognizant of that, guys. And again, try not to let this little warm trend here in the 50s. I think this may be a little bit above average, but in these mid-50s, get you off guard, okay? Continue to stay bundled up, stay warm, and keep your kids warm, okay? Keep them warm as they go out in the morning to catch the school bus. Keep them warm, okay? I know with my daughter, she acts like wearing a coat is a bad thing. She acts like wearing a hat is a bad thing. But I know you want to look cute and all this, but you know, wear your coat and your hat and get on the bus. And when you get to school, take off your coat and your hat and put it in your locker, and you can look cute all day at school. Okay? I mean, come on now. I had to make her wear a coat this morning. All right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Today's show is entitled, Who's with Oregon and Who's with Ohio State? And what we're going to do is we're going to discuss the national championship and who's going to take home that trophy as the best team in college football. Now, my opinion here, and this is my opinion, so don't send me a bunch of emails and things like that saying, Frank, you're wrong, you're stupid, all this. But my opinion is that Ohio State is going to win the game tonight. Ohio State. That's my opinion. And I believe that they will. All right? Simply because I think they're on a roll. Although Oregon, you know, stumped Florida State, but Florida State just made turnover after turnover after turnover. And there's no way you're going to win a game when you make those kind of turnovers. Okay? They were making turnovers that turned into 6 points immediately. You know, Florida State was. Made a turnover. They fumble the ball. They pick it up and run it all the way back for a touchdown. They throw an interception, run it all the way back for a touchdown. They fumble and they get it, and they 2 plays later, they're in for the touchdown. They fumble again, and 5 plays later, they're in for a touchdown. When you have turnovers like that, there's no way you're going to beat anybody, especially not a good team. Okay? So I think that Oregon has run its course and that they're going to run into an Ohio State team tonight who's going to be ready. I think that the football gods are in Ohio State's corner. They have this freshman quarterback, third-string quarterback, and this guy is just he's ready for this. This is his time. This is his opportunity. And I believe that he's going to take full advantage of it and take care of Oregon tonight. He's going to do his thing. Now, I'll be at work while the game's going on, but I'm going to record the game. So when I get home tonight, I'll be able to watch it in full and see what, you know, what the outcome is going to be. I know some, you know, we're going to find out what the outcome is at work, but I'll be able to watch the game when I get home tonight and see it for myself. But I believe that Ohio State is going to take the game tonight. They're going to put it to Oregon. Because another thing about Oregon is they lost one of their top players due to a failed drug test. Okay, many of you guys may not have known this. One of their starters on offense failed a drug test, tested positive for marijuana, and he's not going to play tonight. So that breaks a huge hole into what Oregon does and how they do it. And I think that Ohio State is going to make things happen. And we're going to see Ohio State as the national champions tonight. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, with Ohio State, I mean, I think that they stumped Alabama. Although the score didn't show that. But Ohio State really put it to Alabama. You know, at the beginning of the game, I thought that Alabama may run away with it. But once Ohio State settled in and settled down, they really put it to Alabama. Okay, they really put it to them. And And because of that, I think they're going to put it to Oregon tonight. Okay? And you know, not taking anything away from Oregon, but I just think that they've, you know, they're going to come in confident. I know. They're going to come in confident. They got the Heisman Trophy winner. But Ohio State has something on their side, I think, a little karma that's going to push them over the top. And like I said, they really stomped Alabama. They put their foot on Alabama's neck in the Sugar Bowl, and Alabama couldn't do anything. So I think the Ohio State is going to do the same thing tonight against Oregon and come away with the championship. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, I don't like Urban Meyer, okay? He's not one of my favorite college coaches. I think he whines a lot, or he did whine a lot. He whined all last year and the year before. You know, we should be in the top four, top five. We should be in this bowl or that bowl. We should be able to play for the national championship, yada, 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 yada. Well, now you got your chance, buddy. What are you going to do with it? Okay? Don't make me look bad and not win. So take it to the house. Okay? Take it to the house. Don't take any prisoners. Y'all put the pedal to the metal tonight and close it out. All right? This is the championship. It's for all the marbles. And, you know, I remember when I was in high school playing basketball, and we were playing for we were in the playoffs for the state championship. We were in the semifinal round of the state championship, and we lost to a team out in Smyrna. And all the year long, I was a junior, and I was playing behind another a senior, okay, at point guard, and I played behind a senior at shooting guard. And I was like the sixth man off the bench, but in the state semifinals, a few days before in practice, I ripped my fingers. In between my fingers, I ripped them in practice on the rim of the basketball goal. Okay, didn't have to get stitches or anything, but I had to wear something protective on my fingers, and I had to tape them up and all that, and couldn't handle the ball very well. So I didn't get to play at all in the semifinals of the state championship, and we lost. And I feel like it was me, okay, because I wasn't able to play, and my senior point guard had to pretty much play the whole game, that we could not pick up the pieces, okay? We couldn't get anything going because of that. So, but, you know, and that's something that probably this guy from Oregon feels right now. Well, he feels like he can't play, and if they lose tonight, he's going to feel like it was his fault, feel like he let people down, okay? But I didn't let people down because I was hurt. I didn't let people down, but I was injured, so I couldn't play. I thought I could play, but the coach wouldn't let me play, all right? I wanted to play, but the coach wouldn't let me play. And so because of that, I felt like I couldn't get in the game. I wasn't a part of the team. on the bench, dressed, warmed up, everything. But I didn't play. Okay? And we lost. And I felt like that I wasn't able to contribute to my team, and I let my teammates down. It wasn't something I did from a careless play or anything like that. It was just practice, and I was doing my normal stuff. So, you know, that's not something that has haunted me all during my years or anything like that, but I thought about it. Thought about it for sure. And I just have gotten past it for sure. But I feel like that was an opportunity that passed me by. Okay? And again, like I said, it wasn't because it was something that I did. It wasn't something like I got into a fight and was, you know, kicked off the team or I did something in school and wasn't able to play or anything like that. It was just that I had injured myself. And again, like I say, this guy tonight on the Oregon team, this is his fault. You know, he been out there and smoking weed and things like that, so you know, if they lose tonight, he may feel like a goat. Right? He may feel like a goat after tonight. But anyway, but that's my prediction, that Ohio State is going to come away with a victory tonight. And they're playing in Dallas at the Cowboys Stadium, right? AT&T Stadium, whatever you want to call it. And that's going to be a big deal for them. And again, all you Cowboy fans out there, sorry about your loss on yesterday. But you know what? Sometimes, and people say this all the time, that when you do things, you know, like the week before when they cheated on Detroit, turned around and they got the same thing put back on them. And call wasn't a bad call. It was actually a good call. Everyone understood the call. But because of last week, I think that, you know, that caused them to fall apart. That caused that, that made that call. Okay? And so, again, the Cowboys, that was their opportunity. And I was feeling like they were going to win the game. But as it turned out, they lost and they go home and maybe they'll come back for another try on next year. But the thing about football and professional football is that it's such a long road. It's such a long road from here to next year, till training camp next year, till the start of the season next year, and then to go 17 weeks next year before you start another playoff or another run for the Super Bowl. And who knows what could happen, right? That's why if you make it to the playoffs, then you got to lay it all out on the line because you don't know if you're going to get back on next year. There could be a whole lot of different things to happen. Some people could go, there are free agents on the team. People might move and go somewhere else, and you lose this starter on defense and, you know, this and that, or you know, something happens during the off season and that guy's not with us anymore. He's gone on to another team or you know, a plethora of things could happen. And you don't have that same team or that same nucleus of a team to move to where you were this year. And that's tough in football. So you have to lay it all out on the line, go and play in the playoffs. And they didn't do that. And then you saw where the who else played on yesterday? The Indianapolis Colts, they played the Denver Broncos and Peyton Manning. Now, I believe that this is going to be Peyton Manning's final year. I don't think he's going to come back next year. It will be a surprise to me if he does come back next year. But I don't think that Peyton's going to come back next year. I think he's had enough. He wasn't on his game yesterday. No one was. You know, the team, all the players, they just weren't on their game yesterday, especially the offensive players. They didn't do real bad on defense, but the offensive players, they just weren't into it. They were dropping passes. Peyton was throwing passes too far or too short or behind someone and this and that. And it just wasn't happening. Fumble and lose the ball. It just wasn't happening. And once you give the other team that edge, that slight edge, that, and they feel like they're going to win. At halftime or in the third quarter, and they feel like they're going to win. You can look at the body language of both teams. And you can tell who's winning just by the body language. You don't even have to look at the score. And that's something that I try to tell my kids all the time is that even though you may not be winning, you still have to put forth that serious, hard effort to continue. Because anything could happen. Anything could happen if you never quit, if you never stop working. But I felt like the Denver Broncos stopped working. They got beat. And they knew they would beat in the third quarter. They couldn't get anything going on offense, and the defense was like, oh, man, Peyton can't get going at all. What's wrong? Well, Peyton's 38 years old, and he's getting to a point where he's going to have to hang it up. I know he may not think that, or someone else may not think that, but it's to that point, okay? It's to that point where he needs to evaluate what's going on. I mean, he's got plenty of money, I think, and you know, he's got a Super Bowl. He's got passing records. He'll go into the Hall of Fame. I think, what more do you need? If I were him, which I'm not, I'd go ahead and lay it down. I make the announcement that I'm not coming back next year. I need another quarterback. Hey, that's all the time I have today, guys. Thanks for listening in. Take care of yourselves. I'll see you tomorrow, right back here on the Frank Williams Show, 10 o'clock a.m. See you.